Right, Barry Kingsley, second place tonight with a new team. This is probably, obviously, this has got to be the best finish you've had since your win.
Yeah, it's it is the best finish since my win, but I've also haven't run a full-time season since my win in 2011, I think it's been. So it's good to be back. It's good to be back with this team. Even in the last 2 years or so, I've been with this team part-time. I've been on the crew, and they're all friends, and they're all great guys, and they're all hard workers, and it's just it just paid off for me tonight.
Yeah, your first week back and I'm assuming full-time competition. What's it like? It's something you think you make you think just what the heck was I doing the last couple of years?
Well, it will be a full-time deal this year. Everything fell together for me this year between Jason buying the car from Noto and having the spare motor, the Ford motor ended up in my car, and being part of the crew and kind of paying my dues on this team this year. They gave me the green light, and I couldn't be more appreciative of it.
All right, how'd your run go for you tonight?
It was pretty consistent. I don't think I was the fastest car out there by any means, but I was able to put some moves on some guys and avoid some wrecks and just be there at the end.
Best finish for your team. Is that something you might have he asked you up there, but probably not what you expected, or maybe because you guys have three strong cars.
Yeah, I didn't really expect it. I knew Jason and I had traded spots back and forth a couple of times during the feature, and when that big wreck happened on the front stretch, Jason was actually in front of me, but when the red came out, I guess when he shut his motor off, the kill switch broke, and he wasn't going to be able to turn his car back on, so he had to come to the pits, which moved me back up in a spot, and I really thought Jason had a shot at the win after that wreck happened, because he was supposed to line back up after right behind John. So
the kill switch like kaput.
I guess he broke the toggle switch off so that it wouldn't stay on, in the on position.
All right. So what did you actually see in that accident?
I didn't really see the accident start. I know that there was a couple of cars sliding around. They were a little loose off the corners, just trying to pinch the cars down and get a run on somebody. I know that Danny was trying to get past Jay, and he was sliding around, pinching it down, making his car loose. He was fast. I know Jay was sliding around a little bit, but I don't know where the initial contact came from, because sitting so low in my car, I couldn't see through the other cars that were in front of me. I was just glad that I was... I don't know whether I was lucky or good or whatever happened, but I was low. I had tried to make a low move back on Schartner, and I was next to Schartner, and we were like one and two grooves off the inside hub rail when we went by that wreck. It looked exciting. I was pretty concerned for Danny Apt when I went by it, because his car was up in the air, and wasn't sure he went all the way over. Glad to see he's doing okay, and he's healthy and not injured or any of that, because that looked like a vicious wreck.
What's your overall outlook? What would make your 2014 season a happy and successful one? What would you be satisfied with?
I want another win, maybe two. I want a good finish in the points. I want a solid effort for all three cars. I know all three cars, and I know all three drivers, and I know this team can put some wins together. Our ultimate goal for the season would to be get a podium sweep. I'm not even really sure how that would happen or even care what the order is, but a podium sweep would be awesome.
You had a good opportunity to do that in a heat race.
Yeah, except for that fast number 9 car. Jack was really fast all night, and during that feature, I really expected him to get to the outside of me, but he kind of wore his tires out a little earlier. I knew he was back there toward the end of that feature, and if he was going to get around me, he was going to have to go around the outside.
And finally, who would you like to thank for your night tonight and your upcoming season ahead?
I obviously got to thank my sponsors, Red's Palermo Market, Brand New Road Apartments, The Front Door Tavern, Thunder Road Bar and Grill, Nice Price Auto, DNS Landscaping, my crew guys, Paul Stepien, John Stepien tonight, Brian Dana, Mike O'Connor, David O'Connor, Corey Norton, Mark Slagiona, JJ, Jason, it truly is a full team effort.